वही पुंस परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रहे। किसी तरह से somehow rather we have to turn to Krishna consciousness. That is the aim of life. This human form of life is meant for this purpose. Yato bhakti radhokhaj. And religion you may profess. It does not matter. It must teach you how to render loving service to the Lord. That is it. About pravritti and nivritti. So, there are two kinds of dharmas. Dharma means occupational duties. Run, did you? But
doesn't work.
In this material world, we come here to enjoy. Not enjoy, but to satisfy our senses. This is material life. But that is not the right process to develop the sense enjoyment process. The modern civilization, they are increasing the sense enjoyment process, making life more and more complicated. Because the real motive of human life is to develop a devotional service to the Lord. Or in other words, instead of gratifying our senses, we should gratify the senses of the Lord. That is it. We cannot independently gratify our senses. The Ishopanishad therefore says, tena taktena bhunjitha. Directly we cannot. The best example is, you give me a nice foodstuff, Rasgulla, the fingers catches it, but it cannot enjoy it directly. That is not possible. It must give to the stomach. And when it is given to the stomach, the energy produced by eating that foodstuff is distributed not only in these fingers, but other fingers and other parts of the body. This is Krishna consciousness. We are making center Krishna. Krishna said, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, tapasya shira. That Purusha Madhapa. You work, whatever you like, you work. But ultimately, you give me the result of it. That is Krishna consciousness. We do not want to stop anything. People may not misunderstand that we want to stop business, we want to stop industries or our general modes of life. You be engaged in your occupational duties, But result and action of that duty you offer to Krishna. Don't take it. Karmanne badhikaraste mahaphalesh padah. Don't take the result. Then you will implicate. The same example, just like this hand picks up a very nice rasgulla, but it does not take. It gives to this stomach. And then it enjoys. That is the process. This spirit of giving to Krishna is now forgotten. Therefore, people are suffering. Because they are not trying to enjoy in the process. That this is the process. You take a rasgulla, give it to the stomach. This is the process. Similarly, whatever you possess, you give to Krishna and take prasada. Then you will be happy. Otherwise, it will not bring happiness. Because that is not the process. And people are following a wrong process to enjoy directly. That is implication. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, jagyarthe karma. You work. But jagyarthe, jagya means Krishna, Vishnu. You work for Krishna. Jagyarthe karma. Anatra karma bandhana. Otherwise, he will be entangled. Either the result will be good or bad, so you have to accept it. Generally, we like that. They are good, bad. They are. But shastric process is that whatever you are destined to get, you will get it. Lord Maharaj said, Sukham oindriyakam daitya deva yogena dehina. You are destined to a certain standard of sukha, happiness, according to your body. Just like a man is born in a millionaire's family. He has got a type of body, so the enjoyment is there. And this, and at the same time, a man is born in a cobbler's family. He cannot expect the enjoyment of the millionaire's family. That is not possible, because he has got a different type of body. And he has got a different type of body. So, Shastra says, as you have got body, so your happiness, let us take the happiness portion. Distress also is there. There cannot be any unalloyed happiness. There must be distress. But you take only the good portion, happiness portion. The Shastra says that your happiness is destined according to your body. That is already made up, set up. You cannot change it. Shastra says that don't try to increase your so-called happiness by laboring so hard. Whatever body you have got, a certain type of happiness you will get. Just like a hog has got a certain type of body, he will feel pleasure by eating stool. He cannot improve it because he has got the body like that. So, according to our body, we get our happiness. So our time should be saved for improving Krishna consciousness. That is the law of nature. Don't try to improve your material condition. The material happiness, whatever is destined according to your body, which is already given to you, and you will have it without any endeavor. Yatha dukkham ajatanata. Just like you have to enjoy or suffer also, that is also according to the body. Ajatanata. You don't endeavor for the distress, but you get. Similarly, you don't endeavor for happiness, you will get. So, this is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We should save our time to develop our Krishna consciousness. Sabai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti vado kari. We should simply endeavor for developing Krishna consciousness. Then, jayatma samprasijidati, then you will be happy. Otherwise, you will never be happy. This is Krishna consciousness philosophy. Saman substance. Now you can ask me questions if you are in doubt. Ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannati. The whole summary is that this human form of life is very, very important. And it is meant for developing Krishna consciousness. If you neglect this business and simply engage for sense gratification, that is spoiling time.
Another point also, the Jainism and Buddhism, they
are the body. The body is already in trouble.
It is not useless.
Huh?
His body is not useless. Why do you give him kasht?
No, you don't require. Of course, there is a process which is called tapasya. That is another thing. Tapasya, according to our this Krishna consciousness, we also undergo tapasya. Just like we say that don't have illicit sexuality.
If you follow yam niyam, then
the Krishna.
If you follow yam and niyam, then.
And this is yam niyam, that you don't have illicit sexuality. Don't eat meat. Don't take intoxication. Don't engage yourself in gang. And observe Ekadasi, fasting, Janmashtami, chant Hare Krishna. So our method is very simple, everyone can follow.
Krishna, do
you
duty. Material prosperity is not dependent upon duty.
What is the duty?
Dharma.
Your duty is Krishna consciousness. This duty is artificial. A man doing his duty, suppose a businessman, he starts business with a small amount, he becomes very rich. Another man starts business with big amount, he loses everything. I know a big family. Huh? Then karma means that whatever happiness he has to enjoy, that will come automatically. Otherwise, he is destined to have something. That will come. Jatha dukkham ajatana. Our only point is that human life is very valuable. We should not waste it for nothing. Modern method of civilization is to develop economic development, to live very comfortably. That's all right. You do it. Everyone do his own business. But you don't forget Krishna. That is not good. The point is, our real business is to understand Krishna. But people do not try to understand Krishna, they simply try for economic development. But first business should be to understand Krishna. Other business should be secondary. So at the present moment, it is very difficult to ask.
Now, wasn't it true when they developed Krishna consciousness that they at that time even had better economic development, higher economic development when they were Krishna conscious?
But we don't take to Krishna consciousness for developing higher economic position. No.
I mean, it goes to show that even no matter how much we try to...
That is Krishna's mercy. Yogok chemang bahama tisam satadu juktana. Those who are engaged in Krishna's service, they are never put into distress. Pontya pratijani hiname bhakta pranaswati. Krishna's devotee is never vanquished. Even they are artificially put into distresses, just like Pandavas. They were put into distresses artificially. Prahlad Maharaj was put into distresses by his father even. But ultimately, he came out victorious. So we should not be disturbed. Even superficially we see that a devotee is in distress. A real devotee, he does not take anything as distress. He takes everything as Krishna's mercy. Tatte inukampa susumak samana. Otherwise, that is not pure devotion. Actually, devotee is never in distress. People may see that he is in distress. Just like there is a very good example, you are going to Mayapur, you'll find. His name was Sridhar. Kulavacha Sridhar. His income was very poor. At night, he would chant Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His neighboring friends would say, this man has no income, and because he's hungry, now he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's hungry. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take away his possession, flowers. He was selling, making business, making some dona. What is called dona?
Cup,
yes. That was his business. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take away some of his fruits and dona as a friend. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Sridhar, you take benediction from me. So he said, what benediction, sir? Nah, you are so poor that your house is not even properly repaired. There are so many holes in the roof. Still, I have got a nice house, because it is better than the bird's nest. They have no roof. They have no roof and they live on the tree. I have got a shelter. What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to offer him so many things, and he said, no, I have no trouble for this. If you want to benedict me, please give me a pure devotion on your lotus feet.
Bhakti.
So, that is pure devotion. That we should hanker after. How to fix up our mind always in the service of the Lord. That we are trying to teach. That's all.